The word of the Lord, as God will be speaking to us on burning desire for God. Burning desire for God. Burning desire for God. That's what we are going to be looking at. And I want our heart to be opened. Burning desire for God. Now, I'd like us to look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 18 and verse 24. Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24. Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 24. It said, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. When you look at Good News translation of that scripture, it says, some friendships do not last. Some friendships do not last. But some friends are more loyal than brothers. Some friends are more loyal than brothers. Now, I'd like us to understand what God is about to say to us this morning. We are talking about burning desire for God. There is no friendship without desire. When you call somebody a friend, you are saying that you have a desire for that person. You have a desire for that person. A desire is something that draws you to something. It might be something greater. It might be something lesser. A desire draws you to another, or something draws itself to you. It's a desire. So the something between a desire is what draws. Anywhere you see a desire, and I want you to take note because it's going to be useful while we are going on. Anywhere you see a desire, there is going to be a drawing. A drawing. So desire, let me quickly define it, is a person's insatiable urge. When you are talking about a desire, it's a person's insatiable urge. That urge never gets satisfied. It's insatiable. It doesn't get filled. Wherever there is desire, there is insatiable urge. So, desire is a person's insatiable person's insatiable urge, a longing. Please take note. Desire is a longing. It's a longing. It's an appetite. Desire is an appetite. Desire is a craving. You crave for something. You have appetite for something. It's a desire. And desire is a yearning. You are yearning for it. From your inside, there is a yearning. So desire is a person's insatiable urge, longing, appetite, craving, and yearning to stretch for something greater than you are right now. Every time you have a desire, you are stretching for something you are yearning for, something you have appetite for, something you like, something you love, something you have urge for, something you are longing for. So, anywhere there is desire, there is going to be a stretching. You will stretch. Desire changes your position. Desire alters your ordinary state. It drives you towards what you are yearning for. It drives you. You can't have a desire and remain. When you have a desire, there is going to be a motion. There is going to be a connection. There is going to be a drive. So, without desire, there is no friendship. That's why where we are now looking at, because it's quite important, we eat it very quickly. He said, a friend love at all times. A friend love at all times. He said, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And that now tells us that there is a desire that leads to friendship. But there is a burning desire that leads to greater friendship, which is called intimacy. Now, what God has always been looking for is the people that have burning desire for him. A burning, insatiable urge. A burning longing. A burning appetite. A burning craving. A burning yearning to stretch for him. To connect with him. To stick to him. So burning desire for God is a burning urge. Is a burning appetite. Is a burning yearning for God. And I pray that God will cause that burning to be ignited in us. There are two types of desires. There is what we call a negative desire. That is what we call a negative desire. When you check the book of Genesis chapter 3, very important, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, you see in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible talks about Eve. God said that because he knows that when you eat, you will be like God and know what is good and what is bad. Satan is the one speaking there. Now, verse 6. The woman saw how beautiful the tree was and how good its fruit would be to eat. And she thought how wonderful it would be to become wise. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband and he also ate it. So what brought the first man down to sin in Garden of Eden was a desire. You know, a translation says, Eve saw, she saw it was a fruit to be desired. So desire can be in a negative way. A lot of negative, wrong desire has been wrecking many lives today. whatever that is going to lay hold on the yearning, the passion, that appetite of somebody must be a desire. Somebody must feel desire before that person will be yearning after the thing. And it can be something negative. So Satan knew right from the beginning that he cannot drag people into sin without first creating an atmosphere of desire. I don't know whether you are understanding me. So desire can be negative. People still have desire for negative things today. People still have desire for sin today. So you don't see, anytime you see anything that people desire that is injurious to them, they won't present it. As a matter of fact, those who produce those things will make those things desirable. They will make those things to look very sweet. So desire can be very negative. We need to take note of this. And desire can be positive. You can have a positive desire towards God. It's quite important. Desire can be negative. Desire can be positive. It is important. I'd like you to please take note of that. So this morning, God is talking about having burning desire for him. Having burning desire for him. Now, I also want you to take note. Where I'm going is not far, but you need to understand. There are also two levels of desire. We have what is called a normal desire, and we have what is called a burning desire. A normal desire, a burning desire. When you are talking about a burning desire, in the book of Matthew chapter 5, I think in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus was talking about a dimension of desire. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, let me read from this translation. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Do you see that? A translation says, blessed are those who thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So there is what we call a normal desire. A normal desire, and that is what we call a burning desire. A burning desire is a desire that lays hold on your thirst. You know what happens to you when you are thirsty. A burning desire lays hold on your hunger. So a burning desire. So this one now talks about, Jesus was now saying in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. I'm praying for every one of us. You will know what it means for God to satisfy you fully. God does not joke with a burning desire for him. God wants us to have a burning desire for him. A burning desire for him. A burning desire for him. Now, there are areas we can have this burning desire. This is quite important. There are areas we can have a burning desire for the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire. Now, that scripture is not saying as newborn babes desire. It's saying as newborn babes. So there is a desire, a burning desire of a newborn baby is the milk. So it's now saying as a newborn babe, you should also have a desire, a burning desire. A burning desire of the word of God is an area of burning desire. God wants us to have a burning desire for his word. A burning desire for his word. I have realized in my own time of walking with God that until there is a burning desire for the word of God will be burning to you. Yesterday, we were seeing a particular Christian movie. It's a foreign movie. And it is about these people that are under persecutions, the Christians that are under persecutions in China. These people, many of them were arrested. They were not allowed to have services as we are having it. They have to go hiding to have their church services. And anywhere they are gathered like that, the police go after them. And when they arrest them, they sentence them. They take them to prison. Some of them, we saw them in the prison. And one man was talking in that movie, talking about, he said, the only thing, as they were maltreating them, doing all kinds of rigors, he said the only thing so much that has been affecting him is that he has not been able to read the word of God. They were, in that movie, they will now be passing anywhere they get the word of God, they will be passing it, writing it, passing it. And once they catch them doing such, they are under, they will take them for a 3-month torture. And you know something? The word of God is very available to us here. But many of us are not engaging the word of God. These people, they were so desperate for the word of God that they will have to be, they will be searching them. They must not be passing, not the Bible. It is just a written note that they pass. And the moment they pass these things and they catch them, they got to 3-month torture, a very serious torture. But this is, in spite of the torture, these men were so dedicated to ensure that if they can just read a paragraph, they are so encouraged that the word of God has reached out to them. So there was a desire in them, a burning desire for the word of God. So if we are talking about areas of burning desire, we are talking about desire for the word of God. Another area of burning desire that God wants us to have is a burning desire for his will. God wants us to have a burning desire for righteousness, for living according to his will. In that Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, he said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, who have a burning desire to do the will of God. God will satisfy them. God will satisfy them. Another area of burning desire that we must have is burning desire for fellowship among the brethren. Burning desire for fellowship. Burning desire to spend time together. Why? There is so much power in that. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10. The book of Hebrews chapter 10. Look at what the burning desire for fellowship, look at what it can do. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, downward. He said, let us be concerned for one another, to help one another, to show love, and to do good. Let us not give up the habit of meeting together, as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more, since you see that the day of the Lord is coming nearer. Burning desire for fellowship. But this is where I want to round off this message this morning. Burning desire for God, there is a particular aspect that is very important. And is a burning desire to stick close to God. no matter what. This is where I'm going this morning. If you want to say some people have burning desire for God, some people can have burning desire for what they want to get from God. There is a place in the book of Proverbs, which also I need to show to you. It's quite important that I take you through these kind of dimensions. In the book of Proverbs, I want you to see something. He said, Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 6. He said, many we entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gift. It is very natural, very normal for people to have a burning desire when they can get something from you. Are you getting me right now? Very important. People can do anything for those they can get anything from. They can get anything from. When they know, especially if they know that this one is after their survivor, is taking care of them, they will say, we stick close to you. But do you know the other side of that? When they can no longer get their needs met from such a place again, they turn back. So a lot of people seems to have a burning desire for God, not because of what I want to share with you, but because of what they get from God. Many will entreat the favor of a prince, and everyone is a friend to the one that give gift. Proverbs 19:6. So for the fact that some people are all around you, they are flocking all around you, you don't know. Somebody said, we know, he said, our friends know us in plenty. He said, but we know our friends in adversity. Our friends, they know us in plenty. When you have something to offer, people know you. But he said, we know our friends in adversity. So, burning desire for God. How do people come into that? How does God rate people to say this person has a burning desire for me? Let's go to the book of Daniel chapter 3. This is where I'm going this morning. Daniel chapter 3 is quite important. Daniel chapter 3 before we pray. Daniel chapter 3. You know the story of those three Hebrew boys. This is a place we can learn a burning desire for God. Now let's read from verse 14, Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I've made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, somebody say, if not. Somebody say, if not. They said, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they eat the furnace 7 times, more than it was usually eaten. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coat, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garment, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see 4 men loose." Are you together with me there? "Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." Now, please quickly listen to this before I round off. Burning desire for God is a special friendship for God. It is the friendship that sticks close to God, not only when it is convenient, but when it is not. It is a friendship for God that sticks close to God, not only when it is convenient, but when it is not. A burning desire for God is a desire to stand and stick close to God, even when our lives, we have to pay the price. A burning desire for God is a desire not to deny God, no matter the threat. And this I'm mentioning to you, you realize that it is uncommon in our time. A desire, a burning desire for God, will not deny God, no matter the fire. No matter the fire that devil is burning against your life, no matter what he wants to take away from you, it is that desire to stick close to God. To stick close to God. A burning desire is a desire for God, even when it looks like he will not answer your prayers. You love him. You stick close to him. A lot of people today stick close to God because God will answer. He will answer prayers. But what of when he decides not to answer those prayers now? Will you still stick close to him? A burning desire for God is a desire to stick close to God till death. This is a kind of friendship that these people, they demonstrated in their time, and God is looking for. And do you know this fire can come to us in various dimensions today, and is coming to us, but before those fire burn, we have already turned back. We have already given excuses. But God is looking for those who will have a burning desire of these 3 men for him. And I'm praying again, may what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for them to have such desire for God, may it take place in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, may it take place in our hearts. May it take place in our hearts. I'm saying it again, may it take place in our hearts. This kind of burning desire for God is willing to go through anything for the sake of your relationship with God. Do we have such a burning desire? You know, it is easier said than done that I have it. Do you have such a burning desire? I've looked at the life of this man. I said, where did they come from? What type of teaching did they get? Who taught these people? How did these people know God that we don't know him, even in the Old Testament? What kind of allegiance? How did these people get to this point that they said, oh king, we are not careful to answer you in this matter? There is a matter about their life that when it comes to their relationship with God, when you are saying, we will take this thing away from you, you will die, we will do this, a lot of threats. They say it is not a matter that could touch us. And you know something? Not only this man. When you check the book of Romans chapter 8, if you read the book of Romans chapter 8, very important, I want you to see it. Romans chapter 8. You see a dimension of another man in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 from verse 36. He said, as the scripture says, for your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am certain, look at him, that nothing can separate us from his love. That is a burning desire. A man getting to a point to say nothing. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can do that. He said, neither death, look at what he was mentioning, nor life, neither angels, nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing. Somebody say, there is nothing. He said, there is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Please listen to this. Until we reach this point, we have not started in our relationship with God. Burning desire for God is a dimension that God is looking for. What is the power that burning desire for God generates? Number one, it makes God, is a power that makes God to be glad with your life. The power that makes God to be so glad. The power that makes God to be proud of you. To say, I have a daughter, I have a son, that no matter what happens, this one, the burning desire she has or he has for me, he cannot deny me. He won't let me down. This was what God was proud of concerning Job. Job was also a man of burning desire. It was God who went to Satan and said, have you seen my servant Job? He eschews evil. He loves me. And Satan was saying to God and said, did Job love God for nothing? Is it not because you have blessed him? Is it not because you have, you know, that is the reason many people love God today. I've told you that. Is it not because you have defended him? Is it not because you are protecting him? And God said to Satan, no. Satan said to God, take away all of these things. It will curse you to your face. Can I ask you, if the things we are enjoying today are no longer there, are we still going to love God? Brothers, if the things we are enjoying today, if the things we are experiencing today, you know, many people go to church because of what God will do. What if God says, for some time, I just want to hold, I don't want to release some blessings, and I want to see those who will stay with me. So Job and Satan was saying about the Christian people of our time, that see, Job loves you because of your blessing. Remove them. And God was saying, Job is not like that. And you know the story of Job? Was Job like that? He wasn't like that. God was proud of Job. God wants to be proud of us. God wants to be able to say, I know my daughter, I know my son, no matter what happens. This one has a burning desire for me. That's number one power. God wants to boast of us as his friend. God wants to boast of us. God wants devil to know that we don't love him because of things. We don't love him because of what to get. We love him because of who he is. Number two power of burning desire is the power that makes God to show who he is. Every time you have a burning desire for God that can stick close to God, God will never leave you ashamed. But you realize that these men, these three Hebrew men, they were already ready to die. They were saying, see, our God that we serve, we know he can come up. He will not leave us. He will arise for us. But even if he will not, Satan knows that nothing, Apostle Paul says, nothing will separate us from the love of God. And when God sees that you have reached the point of nothing, he will show up. A burning desire for God is a point we reach to say, see, devil, nothing can separate me from the love of God. It's not because I have a car. It's not because I built a house. It's not because I have a good job. It is not. Nothing can separate me. So the power of burning desire for God, that power makes God to show up. In Daniel chapter 6, God showed up for Daniel. They told Daniel that, see, anybody who shows such a burning desire for God, lions will eat them. But Daniel said, you don't know that this desire, nothing can stand between it. The Bible says he went to the upper room. He opened his window. He didn't hide it. They threw him into the lion's den. And the following morning, they met the mouth of lions shut. They brought Daniel out on earth. Because God will always show himself. He will show himself to those who have a burning desire for him. Number three, the power of burning desire for God is the power for all other powers and authority to bow their knees before God. God wants to mess the devil in our lives. God wants to mess the power of Satan in our lives. God wants to mess the power of darkness in your life. God wants them to know that they have no power, sir. But do you know the only way God could mess these demonic powers? It is when you have this burning desire for God. Those that God will show himself through to say, see, Satan, I will mess him. I will bring all other powers to their knees. There are people who have burning desire for God. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible says he stood up. And he said, no. There is no any other God. Their knees came down. Elijah, was the only one standing for a burning desire for God. When he was standing there, even though God said he had other 7,000 or 70,000 that have not bowed their knees. But these ones, where were they? You know, they were hiding. But Elijah stood. A burning desire made him to stand. And as he stood for God, all the prophet of Baals, he brought them down. The power of darkness in our generation, the power of darkness in our families, can only be brought down by our burning desire for God. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Number four, the power of burning desire for God is the power of God to promote us in his kingdom. It's the power for our promotion. Until you become somebody who have a burning desire for God, God can give you things, but God will not promote you spiritually. For the fact that somebody is enjoying blessings does not mean he's getting promoted spiritually. Does not mean he's coming higher. Now, do you know? Let me take you further again. You know, when somebody is sitting, what God has been dealing with in this month, when somebody who has invited you to an event says, "Friend, come up higher." When he asks you to come up to the high table, what is he asking you to do? He says, "Sit beside me." One of the things that happen when you come up higher with God is that you share platform with him. Number two, you make decisions with him. Number three, you enjoy what he enjoys. How many of us know that when you are in an event, when you are in such event, in the high table, what they serve the people at the high table is different from what they serve the people at the general people. So there are blessings God gives to all other people. There are good things that God releases to them. But there are people at the level that God has brought them. Their blessings are special. Because they have been promoted spiritually. When God is going to reach out to them, he doesn't reach out to them the way. As a matter of fact, they seem to be first. Who do they give priority to? The general people or the people at the high table? The people at the high table. So when you enter into a burning desire for God, God gives you a spiritual promotion. How many things have I shared with us this morning? Number one, what is the power? Power that makes God to be glad with your life. Number two, power that makes God to show who he is. Number three, sir, power that promotes and power that makes other powers to bow. Power that makes other. Do you know why Jesus, in Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says God has highly exalted him and he has given him a name that is above every other name. You know why? Because of the power of burning desire for Jesus to lay down his life. Every other power, they bow. All the generations, you know, all of us in Christ Jesus now, we claim a generation, a lineage to Abraham. Do you know in Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham was willing to offer, just like the Knesset Oluwatoyin said when she was singing about Abraham not withholding Isaac, God said, "In blessing, I will bless you." He lifted him up. He promoted him. Abraham's generation, Israel, today, they keep winning. They keep winning battles. Israel is not in defeat. You know why? Because of the price some people have paid in order to show a burning desire for God. I want you to pray. God, give me this burning desire for you. I want a burning desire for you. I want to have a burning desire for you. Mommy, please come to lead us further. And we're going to be delving into these powers that the Lord has spoken about. But I want us to cry. Father, give me a burning desire.
Lord, give me a burning desire.
A burning desire for you. I want you to cry for that power.
Father, in the name of,
Jesus. Lord, give me a burning desire for you at all times. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, leave a question. Lord, give me a burning desire for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give me a burning desire for you. Father, give me a burning desire for you. Lord, give me a burning desire for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, give me a burning desire for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me a burning desire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give me a burning desire. Lord, give me a burning desire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me a burning desire for you. Father, give me a burning desire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Almighty, give me a burning desire. Lord, give me a burning desire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I want to be born. I want to be useful for you. Give me a burning desire in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, give me a burning desire. Father, give me a burning desire for you in the name of Jesus.
We have prayed.
Amen.
There is desire and there is burning desire. I want us to still cry for that burning desire. Desire may be common to everybody. Desire can be wishes. I wish. I desire. I please God. I really want to. I really want to do the will of God. But if it is mere desire, it takes us nowhere. Until we begin to have that burning desire, burning passion, that God at all costs, whatever it will cost me, I want to do your will. I want to be your friend. I want to have intimate relationship with you. That is when we begin the journey. If it is desire, every other thing can come and take our desire. Any other thing can creep in and come and take away that desire for God. If it is mere desire that God, I want to pray, and it's just desire, if wishes are us, it's beggars we ride. If it is just only desire, everybody will be doing exploit for God. But it takes burning desire to please God. It takes burning desire to walk with God. It takes burning desire to please, to do the will of God. Can we cry this morning, Lord, put in me that burning desire.
Lord, put in
burning
me.
Passion, burning
passion, that burning desire,
we are praying.
Amen.
Abraham, the friend of God, he had burning desire for God. God told him, go and sacrifice Isaac, the one you love. You know, God was still emphasizing that child that you love, that child you love so much. And God may be telling some of us, I want you to give up this thing for me. I want you to sacrifice this thing. God may not be asking us to give him. Let this thing take second. Let it be secondary in your life. I want to take the first position. I want to take the number one position in your life. And because of burning desire, Abraham took Isaac. He did not have any of that option of sacrifice. He took Isaac to the place where he would sacrifice him to God because of a burning desire. See, nobody attain any height with God without a burning desire. Nobody. Moses had burning desire. He was there with God for 40 days, 40 nights. the Aaron cannot, he didn't have that burning desire for God. At the point the people came to him that we don't know what has happened to your brother Moses, and you know, come, whatever you can do, just let us have something that will lead us further. And the Bible says he made car for them with gold because he lacked burning desire for God. But this man Moses was at the top. Nobody can amount to anything with God, in God's hand, without a burning desire for God. Nobody. When you want to attain greater heights with God, it will take a burning desire, not ordinary desire, not the usual desire. Can we cry to God this morning, Lord, put in me a burning desire for you. A burning desire for you. A burning desire for you. A burning desire for you, Lord. Burning desire. That I will not mind what I will have to go through. I won't mind what I will have to suffer. Look at me, burning desire for you. For the burning desire for fellowship, burning desire for the will of God, burning desire for the word of God, burning desire to stick close to God. I want us to bring three prayers together. Burning desire for the will of God, burning desire for the word of God, burning desire for fellowship, and burning desire to stick close to God. Burning desire to stick close to God. When Daddy was talking, you know, I was remembering when we were cutting. There was in the night and we want to sleep, but because of the desire for him, you can keep when there was night call, you can keep hours during the night because you want to speak with somebody that you have burning desire for. You can keep awake all the night. You can keep awake all, you will not sleep. You will be denied. How many of us are not sleeping? We want to talk to our Heavenly Father because of the desire, burning desire for him. How many of us? That was coming to my spirit that if we can stay away for a man that we are burning desire for, what are we taking God for? Nobody can get to any height with God without a burning desire. And do you know, God wants to make us great. God wants to make us mighty. God wants generation to come to begin to refer to us, to reckon with his work in our hands. But without a burning desire, you should go nowhere. Can we ask God, give me a burning desire to do your will. Give me a burning desire to please you. Give me a burning desire for fellowship with you. Give me that burning desire, oh God, for your word. Give me a burning desire, oh God, to be close to you. Marro
Jesus.